The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The Great Lakes currently harbor well-established populations of more than 50 non-native species that were dumped into those waters by ocean-going ships. Another 120 introduced species are also in the Great Lakes today, either from indirect sources or at less sustainable levels. Until recently, there had not been any comprehensive accounting as to the cost to the human economy of this ecological catastrophe. But now it's estimated to exceed $200 million a year in lost revenues from everything from sport fishing, tourism, and property values to increased industrial maintenance expenses and commercial fishing. One good case study is the decline of the Great Lakes whitefish. The whitefish is among the natural treasures of the Great Lakes that have been seriously harmed by non-native zebra and quagga mussels. Why? Forced to eat mussels instead of energy-rich Diporia shrimp, whitefish have become smaller and less healthy. Thus, their market value has decreased, and the profits of commercial fishermen who harvest them have declined. Whitefish alone account for more than $10 million in annual losses to commercial fishing.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.